The Making of a Global City, from Edo to Tokyo. Tokyo is the world's biggest city economy, place of myriad pop culture pilgrimages, an artist's heaven, a shopping mecca, a financial center with more Michelin stars than any other city on the planet. Tokyo started as a tiny fishing village called Edo, but in the 1590s, destiny determined the territory was given to Tokugawa Ieyasu, one of the greatest visionary leaders in Japanese history. He built a huge castle, undoubtedly one of the biggest in the world at the time. Up to 200,000 people lived there, including the shogun. You can still see the remains and see its size and magnificence. A part of it is now the Imperial Palace. Around the castle, the city of Edo grew quickly. In around 1750, it is believed to have been the world's biggest city, with graceful mansions, a flourishing art scene, very busy commercial districts, and over 1 million inhabitants. With the fall of the Tokugawa shogunate in 1867, Edo became Tokyo and the capital city. It took a few decades to regain its former splendor, but by the turn of the 20th century, it was an international city attracting people from all over the world. Despite destruction by the great earthquake of 1923 and the firebombing of Tokyo in World War II, like a phoenix, it rose from the ashes, growing ever larger and richer. Its moment of glory came in 1964, the first city in Asia to host the Olympic Games. Today, the metropolitan area, including the satellite cities of Yokohama, Chiba, Saitama, and others, has nearly 40 million inhabitants. More than the whole of Canada. Tokyo is not always a beautiful city, but its charm is to be found in the vast parks, its beautiful castle, its towering skyscrapers, its cultural diversity, its exquisitely presented melt-in-your-mouth food, and also, last but not least, its neon-lit nights.